Okay.
Coach, your team's been resilient all year. Can you talk about the second half performance?
Well, I thought we played well, and coaches did a nice job, and we had some good things happen. I think I don't know so much being resilient. I mean, it's not like we were out of the ball game at a 3-point ball game, but they have a lot of drive and a lot of fight to them, and there's never any thought, with this group of young guys about giving in. But like I say, it was a 3-point ball game, so that's not a big deal. You know? And our tight end coach did most of the work, Coach Roberts over there.
The final touchdown pass by Colin here at Bill Snyder Family Stadium reminded me of El Roberson and James Terry in that 2003 Big 12 title game against Oklahoma, the one to block it that he hit tonight.
I can envision, it wasn't at all like that one, but I can envision the play that you're talking about. I mean, I can actually visualize it right now. And El was here this evening as well, so yeah, quite fitting.
Can you talk about that play in particular, and just kind of how it got you guys going again?
Well, it did, and it was something that we were trying to get to, half the night, and finally did. And it was when they work, they're all good.
Coach, that was obviously a pretty wild scene out there, and people were happy about it. Championship. Can you just kind of say what this means to you and the team to be back here?
Well, what's it mean winning the championship? I think it means an awful lot to all of us. It means a great deal to the young people in our program. I mean, they were excited about it. I speak for everybody in our football family. I think it's significant and important for each and every one of us. I'm pleased for a lot of different people, and the people that genuinely support this program, our fan base, and all those people that stayed afterwards tonight, 50 some odd thousand, whatever. There's a lot of people that invest, a lot of emotion, a lot of spirit, and probably as much as anything, just genuine caring, and certainly that embraces all of our players and all the staff and all the support people that we have in our program. But there's a lot of people that if indeed this is a reward, then there's a lot of people that are certainly very deserving of it. And I'm happy for our players. I mean, they've worked diligently and gone through an awful lot, and to come back after what happened down in Waco, I thought was quite formidable for them.
Coach, for yourself, does this serve some kind of gratification for yourself, 4 years, second time around?
Well, of course, yes, of course. I mean, I don't always show all that, but it means a great deal to me as well. Yeah, that's for a variety of different reasons. And it's not just the championship itself. It's what it means to so many other people that is very, very gratifying to me.
Bill, first in the first half, it looked like you guys were searching a little bit, maybe in the last couple of games. Some of the identity with the offense has been a little bit scattered. In the second half, it was a lot more back to the ground.
We've been searching for 12 games. That's it's always a search, in all honesty. And last week against TCU, played against an awfully good defensive football team. Last year, Baylor was a far better defensive football team. A lot of people wanted to give them credit for. I think their game today probably also supported that to a certain degree. A week ago against Baylor, it was we were just not very good across the board. You pick and choose who you want to, but I think as far as the day was concerned, every game is, from an offensive standpoint, regardless of whether you're on their sideline or our sideline, it's kind of a search, because you don't know what, you don't really know what you're going to line up against, what you're going to see, and you have to kind of test each other out a little bit, and that's the nature of the game. It's always that way.
You mentioned that you've always said that you never know how your kids are going to react, good or bad, to an experience until after you've played the game. Did you feel like they were reacting well as they were building to this point?
Well, yes, I did, but I don't draw a lot of conclusions about things until You know, I'm just like you. I'd like to have all the right answers before I answer the questions. Our guys, you know, and an awful lot goes on during the, you know, you had the issue up in Kansas City. You know, that has an impact on young guys. I mean, they're sitting around in a hotel room half the day, you know, playing these late ball games. And so, you know, they see all that. They see Oklahoma beat TCU. And as much as I tried to forewarn them, I'm quite certain that, you know, there may have been some letdown in regards to that. I say I'm quite certain. I don't know that for a fact. I'd like to think that there wasn't. But, you know, there's just a lot of those things that you have no control over. And it's how, and but to get to your question, it's how you respond to those things. And, you know, I couldn't project one way or the other prior to it happening. But, you know, after the fact, I think they responded very, very well. And couple that with the fact coming off a very disappointing loss the week before.
Excuse me, did you talk to them about what happened at Arrowhead?
Yes. Yes.
Could you share
that's
it all
this afternoon? What you well, I, you know, the essence of it was this afternoon, and the essence of it was, you know, that, A, that we needed to be extremely grateful for that which we have, and that it is so significant for us to do things the right way and allow good people in your life and to allow, you know, people to help you be the best you can possibly be and in all facets of your life so that, you know, you don't run into those kind of things. So, and I don't know all the wherewithal in regards to the event that took place. I probably know, you know, we got the call early this morning and shortly after it happened. And so, very sad thing, very sad.
I'm sorry, at the start of the second half, Colin ran the ball a whole bunch, a lot of times in a row. Was that something you saw that maybe you take advantage of in the past defense, or was it just capitalizing on one of your biggest assets?
Well, probably a combination of both. You know, I think, you know, we wouldn't attempt to, you know, put any type of scheme on the field offensively or defensively or kicking game for that matter if we didn't think that there was a reason for doing so. But by the same token, yes, I mean, you've got a young man that's has made a significant difference in the effectiveness of your offense, and you don't want to go away from that. And so it's both.
Coach, does this feel differently than 2003 doing it at home, doing it in the regular season championship rather than a one game playoff?
I guess the answer to the question is probably yes. You know, it is a little different, and for the exact reasons that you just mentioned, you know, probably as much as anything because it was, you know, that was in Kansas City, and this is here, and this is, you know, around, you know, exclusively our people.
Still taking you even farther back in time to 1998, and then Nebraska victory here that snapped the long losing streak to the Huskers. Does this compare, as far as a home victory, how does this compare with that?
Well, now you're taking me, you know, a little further than my mindset's willing to go right now. You know, there each one has significance to it. You know, each and every one, and you know, you could mention 100, and I would think of a whole sack of them that were, you know, had an impact, had a great deal of significance, just maybe for different reasons than you might think. I think, but all of them, I mean, they're all important, they're all significant, and they all have some meaning to them, other than just winning.
Coach, now that the regular season's over, does Colin deserve the Heisman Trophy?
Well, I don't know about everybody else. I don't know. I don't know anybody that means more to his football team than Colin Klein.
Well, Bill, what would it mean to the program if you had a Heisman Trophy? Colin this year or somebody else next year? What would that mean to your program?
Well, it would mean that we'd have to have a really great out of season and move on to spring practice and try to get better. I think it would be a wonderful thing. Surely would, right. And particularly for whoever wins it, for Colin and for his family and for his teammates, because Colin is a cheering young guy, and he'd carve it up in pieces. I assure you that, and hand it out to his teammates.
Coach, what was the scene in the locker room like? How joyous were the players, or what was kind of their reaction when they finally got off the field?
Well, they were excited, and they were happy, and they were pleased. It was a crowd, you know, a whole bunch of people. I have no idea who they are, but It was open house, a whole lot of people, but everybody was joyous, so that was a good thing.
Coach, 11 wins, you know, no K-State team has ever won more games than that. What kind of sense of pride do you guys have in being able to accomplish that on senior night with everything kind of on the line?
Well, that is an appropriate question because, you know, it's so easy to succumb to, you know, the kind of pressure that one might feel in being thrust into that situation, because these are all young guys that haven't necessarily been in that situation. 4 years ago, they played a ball game against Nebraska that was for a divisional title, but that wasn't the same as it was tonight. And as I said, having to wait 2 weeks, having gone through the disappointment of the one loss at Baylor, to be able to respond the way they did, I think says an awful lot about them. Tells you a lot about the character of this football team and the young people that are a part of it.
Coach, do you wish the playoffs for this year, the BCS, expands to 4? Would you like to take this team into the playoffs and have a run at the national championship?
Well, you'd always like to, but we had our opportunity to do that and failed to do so.
Well, once again, can you put in the words the impact Colin Klein has had on this team this season collectively from day one to now?
Well, I think he has, he's grown in the program over a course of time. He's had a major impact, obviously. I think, certainly the quality of play that he brings to the table, but as I've said so many times, it's, he's the old adage, he's a far better person than anything else, and he truly is an amazing young man. We have a lot of young guys, sometimes it all, it kind of tilts into Colin's lap, but and he is, he deserves anything and everything and all the compliments that he can have, but we've got a number of young guys that don't get that kind of notoriety but are really special young people. Colin just happens to play at that position, but he's awfully good at what he does, and he's awfully good as a leader, and he's awfully good as a field manager, and he's awfully good in all aspects of the physical aspects of the game, and as I said, he's a tremendous person, great family, youngster, and good with his teammates, just good guy.